Chapter 11. It happened, when Jabin king of Hazor heard of it, that he sent to Jobab king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshath, and to the kings who were on the north in the hill country, and in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, and in the lowland, and in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the hill country, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They went out, they and all their hosts with them, many people, even as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. All these kings met together, and they came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. The Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up, all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses, and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and fell on them. The Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them, and chased them to Sidon, and to Misrephoth-maim, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they struck them, until they left them none remaining. Joshua did to them as the Lord bade him. He hamstrung their horses, and burnt their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time, and took Hazor, and struck the king of it with the sword, for Hazor before was the head of all those kingdoms. They struck all the souls who were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was none left who breathed, and he burnt Hazor with fire. All the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take, and he struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. All the spoil of these cities and the cattle, the children of Israel took for a prey to themselves, but every man they struck with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them, neither left they any who breathed. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country, and all the south, and all the land of Goshen, and the lowland, and the Arabah, and the hill country of Israel, and the lowland of the same, from Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took, and struck them, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took all in battle. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts to come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua came at that time, and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord spoke to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. The land had rest from war.